Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. O people, be conscious of Allah, the Exalted, and avail yourselves to the generosity of your Lord through having noble manners and gentle speech, and seek the blessings of your Lord by being generous to relatives and neighbors. For Allah is generous and loves generosity, beneficent and loves beneficence, pardoning and loves forgiveness and pardon. Increase in various acts of worship during Ramadan, especially charity, for it will be your shade on the day of resurrection, protecting you from the heat of the fire. Also, it has great impact in repelling calamities, and its reward is multiplied according to the virtue of the time and place in which it is given, especially in the blessed month of Ramadan, and from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the month of Ramadan is to increase in various acts of worship. Jibril would study the Quran with him sallallahu alaihi wasallam during Ramadan, and when Jibril met him, he was more generous in giving than rain bearing wind. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous of people, and even more so in Ramadan. In Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would increase in charity, kindness, recitation of the Quran, prayer, remembrance, and i'tikaf, religious seclusion. He used to single out Ramadan for worships, that which he did not single out any other months. Ibn Qayyim, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most charitable of people with what he owned, and he did not consider anything given for Allah's sake too much or too little. No one asked him for something that he had, but he gave it, whether it was a lot or little, and his giving was the giving of one not fearing poverty. Charity and giving were the dearest matters to him, and his sallallahu alaihi wasallam joy and happiness in giving were greater than the recipient's joy in receiving. He was the most generous in doing good. His right hand was like a rain-bearing wind. And Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous of people in doing good, and he was at his most generous in Ramadan when Jibril met him. Jibril, peace be upon him, met him every night in Ramadan until it ended to review the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Jibril met him, he was more generous in doing good than the rain-bearing wind. And Nawawi, may Allah have mercy upon him, commented that this hadith contains multiple benefits, among which is an explanation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's generosity and the recommended increase of generosity in Ramadan. Indeed, charity has many virtues, and its virtues increase and magnify in Ramadan. Among these virtues is the reward for providing meals for those breaking their fast. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever provides a meal to a fasting person will have a reward like his, without reducing the reward of the fasting person at all. Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy upon him, said that what is meant by providing a meal is giving them enough to satisfy them. Among the virtues is that charity is evidence of faith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and charity is proof. And Nawawi said that it means that charity is proof of the faith of the one giving it. For hypocrites abstain from giving charity because they do not believe in it. Whoever gives charity will prove the sincerity of their faith. Among the virtues is that charity heals physical diseases and spiritual diseases of the heart. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, treat your sick with charity. Among the virtues of charity is that it repels adversaries. Yahya, peace be upon him, said, I command you to give charity because its example is like that of a man captured by the enemy who have tied his hands to his neck and brought him forward to strike his neck. But he said, I can ransom myself from you with a little or a lot. And so he ransoms himself from them. Ibn al-Qayyim said that charity has a remarkable effect in repelling different kinds of calamities, even if it is from a wicked person or an oppressor. For Allah Almighty repels different kinds of calamities through charity. He also stated that this matter is known to the people. And among the virtues of charity is that it affirms one's trust in Allah's promise over the devil's promise. Allah Almighty said, Shaitan threatens you with poverty and orders you to immorality, while Allah promises you forgiveness from him and bounty, and Allah is all-encompassing and knowing. Allah, exalted be He, promises His servants forgiveness from Him for their sins and bounty by giving them more than they spent, many times over, either in this world or in both this world and the hereafter. Allah Almighty says, And whatever you spend of expenditures or make of vows, indeed Allah knows of it, and for the wrongdoers there are no helpers. Ibn Kathir said that whatever one spends of what Allah has commanded and permitted, Allah will give it back to them in this world by replacing it, and in the hereafter through reward and recompense. And Allah Almighty says, Indeed, the men who practice charity, and the women who practice charity, and they who have loaned Allah a goodly loan, it will be multiplied for them, and they will have a noble reward. And Allah Almighty says, Who is it that would loan Allah a goodly loan so he may multiply it for him many times over? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Charity does not decrease wealth. And among the virtues of charity is that it purifies a person from sins. Allah Almighty says, Take from their wealth the charity by which you purify them and cause them increase. And among the virtues of charity is that one will be shaded by their charity on the day of judgment until judgment is passed among the people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Every man will be in the shade of his charity until the judgment is decided among people. Or he said, until judgment is passed between the people. Yazid said, Abu al-Khair gave something in charity every single day without fail, even a biscuit or an onion. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Seven will be shaded by Allah under His shade on the day of resurrection when there is no shade but His. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that among them is a man who gives in charity and conceals it, so that his left hand did not know what his right hand is doing. And among the virtues of charity is that it is a protection from the fire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Protect yourselves from the fire even with half a date. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Whoever among you can protect himself against the fire even with half a date, let him do so. And among the virtues of charity is receiving the supplications of the angels. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Every day two angels come down from heaven, and one of them says, O Allah, compensate every person who spends in your cause. And the other angel says, O Allah, destroy every miser. And among the virtues of charity is that there is a gate in paradise called the Gate of Charity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, For those who are regular in their charity, they will be called to enter paradise from the Gate of Charity. And among the virtues of charity is that it is a reason for Allah to spend on you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah said, Spend in charity, O son of Adam, and I will spend on you. And among the virtues of charity is that if it coincides with fasting, following a funeral procession, and visiting the sick, it mandates paradise for the person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Who among you is fasting today? Abu Bakr said, I am. He asked, Who among you followed a funeral procession today? Abu Bakr said, I did. He asked, Who among you fed a poor person today? Abu Bakr said, I did. He asked, Who among you visited a sick person today? Abu Bakr said, I did. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, If these qualities are combined in a person, they will enter paradise. Among the greatest acts of charity this month is alleviating the distress of the weakened among the believers, deferring the debt of those in difficulty, and making things easier for them, including tenants and debtors, among others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever relieves a worldly distress from a believer, Allah will relieve his distress on the day of resurrection. And whoever makes things easy for an indebted person, Allah will make it easy for him in this world and the hereafter. Being kind to creation is rewarded now and later." And after having received the first revelation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shaken and went to his wife Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, and said, "O Khadija, what is wrong with me? I was afraid for myself." After he informed of what he had experienced, Khadija said, "Certainly not. Have glad tidings. By Allah, Allah will never disgrace you. You keep good relations with your relatives, speak the truth, help the poor and the destitute, host guests generously, and assess those stricken with calamities." One important aspect of charity is not to count it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Spend in charity and do not count what you give. Otherwise Allah, the mighty and sublime, will count what he gives to you, and do not accumulate. Otherwise Allah withholds from you." Ibn Hajar said that the meaning of this is not to accumulate and be stingy with spending, lest you are repaid in kind. And Nawawi said that the meaning is that Allah Almighty will withhold from the miserly just as they withhold, and give them in a limited fashion just as they give in a limited fashion, and withhold his grace from the miserly just as they withheld it. And the meaning of do not count is do not count it, lest a person thinks that they are giving a lot and it becomes a reason for them stopping to give in charity. May Allah make us among the generous and benevolent, and protect us from miserliness and stinginess. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.